In New York, federal authorities have charged three men with running an identity theft scheme in which credit information was stolen from more than 30,000 victims across the country. Authorities say financial losses of more than $2.7 million have already been substantiated, and the total is growing. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Investigators say the fraud is the largest of its kind in U.S. history. At the center of it, they allege, was Philip Cummings, a lowly help desk worker at an obscure New York software firm named Teledata Communications, Inc., or TCI. Auto dealers, banks, and other companies use TCI software to quickly obtain credit reports on customers. Manhattan U.S. Attorney James Comey said Cummings stole passwords that gave him and his accomplices access to credit report data.
These defendants are charged with using that insider access to obtain tens of thousands of credit reports and to sell those credit reports to criminals who then exploited that information to rip off American consumers.
Comey alleges that for the past several years, Cummings conspired with two other men who sold the credit reports to people who clearly knew how to take full advantage of the trove of information contained in them.
Every credit card you have, every bank account you have, your mortgage, all of your loan transactions going back for years and years got in the hands of the criminals. They were exploited in every way imaginable. For example, bank accounts of victims were depleted, addresses were changed on accounts. New checks were ordered, new ATM cards were ordered, new credit cards were ordered, new lines of credit were opened and quickly drained.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says the banks and financial institutions are liable for the bulk of the losses. Comey says investigators are continuing to pursue other suspects in the case. In recent years, government studies show that identity theft is spreading rampantly around the country.
It's become the largest financial crime that affects consumers. 750,000 Americans annually are victims of identity theft.
Ed Mrzwinski is a consumer advocate with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. He says unless a consumer is negligent, banks and credit card companies are required by law to reimburse them, but the process is arduous.
People steal their good names, and then they spend years in some cases, and hundreds if not thousands of dollars of their own money trying to clear their names. It's a real mess.
Mrzwinski says high-profile arrests like the one announced today only get at part of the problem.
I think identity theft cases are going to keep getting bigger and bigger until the government realizes that going after the crooks is only a good second step. The problem is that Congress and the regulators haven't gone after the banks, credit card companies, and most importantly, the credit bureaus whose sloppy practices make it an easy crime to commit.
Mrzwinski says consumers can do some things to protect themselves. He says avoid unnecessarily giving out your Social Security number, check your credit report regularly, and if you put paper recycling out at the curb, using a shredder is not overly paranoid. The Federal Trade Commission reports that just in the past year, the number of identity theft complaints they've received has doubled. Chris Arnold, NPR News.